各位弟兄姊妹平安
，Peace to you, all brothers and sisters。
最近因为这个新冠型的这个肺炎的这个疫情的这个越来越严重啊。
Recently, the situation from the novel coronavirus is getting worse and worse。
在美国还好，在亚洲呢，几乎人人都戴口罩了。
It is not so bad in the United States, but in Asia, everybody is wearing masks.
但是在美国戴口罩的人会受到什么样的看待呢？
But when you wear masks in the United States, how would people look at you?
加州呢是这个所谓亚裔人口最多的一个州啊。
And California is a state that has most Asian population.
可是你知道现在呢，因为这个疫情的关系啊，所以很多的这个其他的族裔的对亚裔的呢，特别会有一些偏见。
Because of the coronavirus situation, many other people would have discrimination against the Asian people.
甚至于就把所有亚裔的人呢，这个黑头发、黑眼睛的呢，都看成这个所谓的病毒的这个带源者。
They treat everybody with black hair and black eyes as the carrier of the virus.
而且你会看到有一些甚至有一些所谓的霸凌的现象，就是专门对待这个亚裔的人。
And you can see some bullying towards the Asian people.
我不是有所谓的种族的歧视的，是这样的一个说法。
I'm not pushing for the racial discrimination.
但是甚至于在美国的这个亚洲在这个加州呢，他们有一些这样的事情发生的时候呢，造成这个社区里面不但人对疾病的恐慌，甚至于人对人的恐慌。
But because of the these kind of attitude towards Asian people, not only people are scared of the virus, but they are scared of other people.
那在欧洲呢，就有一个年轻人，他是从小就从浙江到法国去的，看着这张照片了哈。
There was a young man. He moved from China to Europe when he was young. And he's in this picture.
这个姓江的这个年轻人呢，就是因为在欧洲，他看到这个所谓的 Sinophobia， 就是对这个，甚至有人把它改成 China phobia 这样的一个字眼呐、所以呢，对亚洲人就有一种恐惧或者是一种憎恨的感觉的这种情况之下呢，他就开始把自己的眼睛罩起来，戴口罩，有没有？你们看见吗？就在法国的那个街头上呢，就说我不是病毒，我是人类。
So this young man, Mr. Jiang, he because of the situation in Europe, there are so many people has discrimination against the Chinese people because of the virus. So he stood in somewhere in France or Italy. In Italy.And he blindfolded himself and put on mask, and he put a sign saying, "I'm not a virus. I'm a human being."
这个所谓的 xenophobia 是在人的心理当，特别是在欧洲啊，在是很越来越严重的。
This kind of xenophobia is getting worse and worse in Europe.
但是呢，当有人看见他的把这个，你们看见这个有一个 sign 在这里哈，看见他的写的这几句话的时候呢，自己去主动拥抱这个姓江的这个年轻人
You can see from the photograph that somebody saw the sign that he put up and they give him a hug.
Yeah, 所以我们在这里看见很多的时候，唯有在特别的时候，我们才能够清楚的看见到底那个爱。是怎么样的在人的生命当中，在人的心里面运作？
Only in a special situation like this, we can see more clearly how love works in everybody's hearts.
上个礼拜是情人节，我不晓得这个你们怎么对待你们的情人。
Last week it was Valentine's Day. I don't know how you treated your loved ones.
有的太太们的脸开始臭起来了。 Did you do something about it?
Some of the wives, the face are downcasting, and they were thinking, "Did you do something? 你做了什么事情吗？
有没有
为我做什么事情？
我在问弟兄们 ，Did you do something about it?
I'm asking brothers, did you do something about it?
那到底什么是这个爱？这是我们呐、啊，在这一两个礼拜的需要更多的思考的，到底什么是爱？
We need to think about what exactly love is in these couple of weeks.
啊，因为这个时代呢，你会发觉的爱呢，越来有越多的这个定义上的扭曲。
Because in this day, there are many twisted definitions about love.
啊，我们来看的是刚才所看的，这个是约翰福音啊，对不起，约翰一书第三章第十六节到第十八节的地方。
We just read the Bible verse from First John chapter 3 verses 16 to 18.
我们简单的来看一下这个约翰一书的这个作者是使徒约翰，大概在主后八十年所写的。
We'll simply look at the book of First John, and it was written by John,
Apostle John.
Apostle John, in about 80 AD.
啊，他从以弗所这个地方呢，他写的其实就是使徒约翰，他有七个，他底下手底下有七个教会，这个就是为什么启示录有七个教会。
So under John, he had seven churches.
Under his supervision,
under his,
他是这个监管着七个教会在亚细亚
，and he was supervising seven churches in Asia.
Asia Minor, 对不起，小亚细亚。
Asia Minor.
他写这封信呢，最主要的目的是要帮助这些信徒们能够了解什么是得救的喜乐。
The reason he wrote this letter is to help the Christians to understand what is the joy of salvation.
但是这样一个得救的喜乐是在人跟神之间互动，还有人跟人之间的互动所产生的喜乐。
But this kind of joy is created by the interaction between God and people and among people ourselves.
所以在这个过程里头，我们看见他这里强调的这一卷书，约翰一书强调的是讲到所谓的团契相交的关系，还有这个彼此相爱的关系。
So the emphasis in this book is about the importance of fellowship and love for one another.
我们看见这一段经文，严格讲起来是在第三个部分里头一个非常重要的，讲到怎么样的来借着人跟人之间的互动。能够看见测试出那个真正的爱是什么。
In the third paragraph,
third section,、
mm-hmm. it shows that the love for one another can be illustrated by some kind of
test.
The test
or trials,
trials in the society.
Yeah, 弟兄姊妹们，我们看见的从他的位置上来讲呢。还没有那么清楚，但是如果我从这五节经文，从十四节到第十八节，你能够看出来这段经文那个核心的意念到底是什么？
It is clear that from verses 14 to 18, what the key points are.
大家弟兄姊妹们看见吗？第十八节是第十四节跟是第十八节是对应的。
You can see from these verses, verses 14 and 18 corresponds to each other.
十四节跟十八节都在讲什么？
What are they talking about in these two verses?
都在讲爱，是吧？
It's about love.
可是十五节跟十七节，我用黑色的代表，它讲到什么？
And the verses 15 and 17, they're in black color. What is it being talked about in these two verses?
就是爱的相反，就是不爱。
And it's the contrary of love.
你们看见没有？
Not love.
可是那个最中间的这第十六节是很重要的核心的这个主旨。
And the middle verse, verse 16 is the key point.
约翰一书第三章第十六节很好记，因为跟约翰福音三章十六节是非常的相近的。
First John, chapter 3, verse 16 is very easy to remember because it's very closely related to a book of John, chapter 3, verse 16.
都是 约翰三章十六节，或者约翰一书三章十六节，都是讲到基督的爱，
John,
神的爱。
It's John 3:16 or 1 John 3:16. It's all about love of Jesus Christ.
所以我们看见这第十六节讲到基督为我们舍命，我们从此就认识到底什么是爱。
So in this verse, we know what love is because Jesus laid down his life for us.
也唯有我们真正的认识到神的爱的时候，我们才知道怎么去爱别人。
Only we understand God's love, then we would know how to love other people.
所以今天我们要从这段经文里面很清楚的要学着第一个，我们看见它到底什么是爱的相反的东西。
So from these verses that we read today, we need to learn what exactly the opposite of love.
第二个部分是我们看见到底谁为我们设立这样一个爱的榜样。
Second, we need to understand who set an example for this kind of love.
第三个我们要看见的是那个第三个原则是，那在我们的生活当中怎么样的能够清楚具体的表达这个爱。
And third, in our daily life, how do we express our love?
所以第一个我们来看，那在我们的生命当中有哪一些东西是可能因为我们所做或者所不做的，再讲一次，我们可能是因为我们所做或是因为我们所不做的把神的爱给拦阻了。
So we need to find out what exactly is the things that prevent us from love in our daily lives. So what we do or do not do.
所以我们再回到刚才的第三章第十七节的地方，我们看见约翰讲到有一个现象是没有把神的爱清楚的具体的表达出来的现象。
And John talked about in verse 3:17, there is a phenomenon that it doesn't illustrate the love of God.
我们在这里看见他说塞住那连续的心。
It is when you have no pity.
那到底什么是塞住这个什么是连续的心呢？
What exactly is having pity?
其实连续就是对有需要的人，他没有把这样一个怜悯的动作带出来。
It is when you face somebody who is in need, you don't show the mercifulness and empathy.
所以我们在这里看见这是一个现象。
And we can see this is a phenomenon.
就是对人没有连续或者是怜悯的心。
That you don't have mercy and sympathy for other people.
但是那个现象的原因是什么呢？
But what's the reason for that phenomenon?
我们来看在第三章第十七节里面告诉我们有它的原因存在的。
We can find the reason from 1 John chapter 3 verse 17.
但是我们单看第三章第十七节看不出来那么清楚。
But if we read only this verse, it's not clear to see the point.
第十七节他说凡有世上财物的看见弟兄穷乏却塞住连续的心。
It says if anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need,But has no pity on him.
所以呢，很多的解经家就说，使徒约翰在骂那些有钱人呢。
So some people has the explanation that here Apostle John is accusing the rich people.
其实不是的。
Actually, it's not the case.
我们不可以断章取义的。
We cannot look at this without the context.
这个凡有世上财物，这个财物这个字眼，其实跟另外一节，在第二章第十六节里面的那个字是完全一样的。
Actually, the word here referring to material possessions is they use exactly the same word in another verse.
在第二章第十六节，同一卷书，同一个作者。
First John chapter 2 verse 16 is the same book, same author.
三章十七节讲到那个财物，其实在二章十六节是翻成今生，是同样一个字啊，翻成今生，但是没有骄傲，只有今生。那到底是什么意思呢？今生。
So, in 3:17, it talks about material possessions. This word is exactly the same as what John used in Apostle John used in chapter 2:16, and that is the pride of this life.
啊，这个字是 this life， 不是 pride 这个字啊，不是骄傲这个字，是今生这个字。
So it's this life. It does not include the pride.
啊。所以我们在这里看见呢，这个所谓的为什么这两个字是同一个字呢？因为很清楚的，当我们过于依靠我们在这世上的财物的时候，我们就会有今生的骄傲。
If we rely too much on the material possessions, then we have the pride of this life.
所以这个字它可以是财物，它也可以是今世在这世上的生活。
So this same word, it could be the material possessions or this life.
啊，还记得使徒保罗告诉提摩太说，你要警告那些今世富足的人，不要怎么样，倚靠无定向的钱财。
Just like Apostle Paul reminded Timothy that you cannot rely on the material possessions in this life.
啊，在这地方我们看见财务也好，或是今生在这世上的生活是同一个字，但是所带出来是为什么会塞住那个连续的心呢？就是因为骄傲。
So from here we can see that it's the same word, whether it's a material possession or the pride in this life. And this is what stopping us from loving.
当人因为过度的依靠自己的财货的时候，财物的时候，就产生骄傲，所以对弟兄就没有这个连续的心。
When you rely too much on the material possessions, then you
being prideful.
Then you be pride and does not have the mercy for your brothers.
所以我们在这里看见这样的一个塞住弟兄那个连续的心，就是因为过于倚靠自己的财物。所以回到刚才的第十七节的地方，他说凡有世上财物的，并不是指的是有钱的人，而是因为自己的财物。其实可能一个有$10,000,000的人跟$5,000,000的人，可能那个$5,000,000的人他的骄傲的程度比$10,000,000的更多更大的，所以不是在于那个钱的数量的多少。
So it is not the amount of money that you have when it talks about material positions. For example, a rich person with $50,000,000 and another person have $5,000,000. But the pride that the person with $5,000,000may be more than the one with $50,000,000.
所以我们在这里看见那个骄傲其实就是人塞住连续的心的这个根源。
So we can see that the pride is the cause of not having love and mercy.
所以当人的有这样一个骄傲的现象的时候呢，我们看见约翰继续讲说，那爱神的心怎么能够存在他的里面呢？
So John continues to talk, if you do not have pity to your brothers, how can you have the love for God?
啊，其实呢，在这个原文的意思，爱神的心其实应该是神的爱。
And originally, here it actually should be God's love.
啊，应该就是神的爱，而不是爱神的心。如果照那个原文的解释。
So it should be the love of God instead of love for God.
所以我们在这里看见一个思考的问题，说为什么在这地方他讲到神的爱跟骄傲不能同时存在呢？
So here it talks about the God's love and pride cannot coexist.
这个跟我们下一段有下一个重点非常的重要，是神的爱本来就不能跟骄傲是同时存在的。
And this is the next point that we are going to look at, that is God's love cannot coexist with pride.
因为神的爱是跟谦卑柔和同时存在。
And because God's love coexists with humble and gentle.
这个就是为什么在约翰一书第三章第十六节，我们再来读一次，因为这一节是最主要的核心的意念。我们来读第三章第十六节，可以吗？一起来读，请。主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
So let's read 1 John 3:16. This is how we should know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we are to lay down our lives for our brothers.
所以我们在这里看见这个爱这个字出现了，它的定义也出现了。
So here we see that the word love appears, and also the definition of love appears here.
啊，如果弟兄姊妹们你想要认识更多的爱啊，有一本书我建议弟兄姊妹们去看的是 C.S. Lewis 写的 Four Loves 四种爱。
If you want to know more about love, I recommend you to read a book written by C.S. Lewis. It's called Four Loves.
它是从希腊文的这个字的爱的这个字里面不同的爱的字去写的这一本书。
And he wrote the book according to the four different definitions of love in Greek.
啊，第一种呢是讲到男女之间的爱。
And first is love between a man and a woman.
啊，那个希腊文是 eros。
And in Greek, it's a rose.
啊，还有弟兄之间的这个爱，这 phileo.
And then the second love is the love between brothers, and it's called phileo.
但是最重要的有一个字叫做 agape 的。
And the most important word is called agape.
在这一段经文所用的这个字就是 agape.
In this Bible verse, the word love is used as agape.
啊，我想这个我们把它翻中文，把它翻成爱加倍，有没有听过啊？
I don't know if you hear this Chinese interpretation that agape is translated as love double.
Love double, 爱加倍。啊，但是呢，这个字到底是什么意思呢？
But what is exactly the meaning of agape?
在那个原文的意思是神或者是基督的爱，是对人的爱。
And in the original Greek, it means the love of God and Christ to people.
同样的，在约翰一书里头，在第三章一开始都是讲到神是爱的源头。
In the beginning of 1 John chapter 3, it talks about God is the origin of love.
所以我们在这里看见神是爱的源头，因着他的爱所产生的这个行动就在人的身上彰显出来。
Because of his love, it manifested in us.
啊，那他怎么彰显呢？
How is it manifested?
第三章第十六节，同样这一节里头，我们看见他借着他的儿子耶稣基督为我们舍命，把这个爱给彰显出来。
In chapter 3, verse 16, it tells us God laid down his life for us.
所以这样子一个舍命的动作，就很清楚的把神对人的爱彰显出来。
So this action clearly illustrated God's love.
为什么基督要为我们舍命？
Why did God sacrifice his life?
同样的一卷书，同样的一章，第五节的地方，我们看见那个原因是要除掉人的罪。
In the same chapter, 1 John 3:5, it talks about Why?
为什么？
Why do we need to get rid of the sin?
Why? 为什么基督为我们舍命？
Why Christ sacrificed his life for us?
那个原因是因为在第五节，第三章第五节讲得非常清楚，他要除掉人的罪。
In 3:5, it clearly explains why he wants to take away our sins.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，猜猜看，什么是最大的罪
？Dear brothers and sisters, can you guess what is the biggest sin?
根据 C.S. Lewis 他所写的《返璞归真》里面第八章里面告诉我们，什么是最大的罪？猜猜看是什么
？C.S. Lewis wrote about what the biggest sin is in his book. Can you make a guess?
对啦。 就是我们刚才所看见的那个骄傲。
Yes, pride. That's what we just saw.
所以这个就是从这样的逻辑整理出来，我们就能够看见神的爱不能跟骄傲同时存在一个人的心里面。
So from this logic, we can see that God's love cannot coexist with the pride in our heart.
所以我们看见耶稣基督舍命的这个动作就很清楚的，从他降生为人，道成肉身，在这地上三年半的工作，他在十字架上受苦，然后赐下圣灵，这一系列的动作就清楚的告诉我们，他的为了就是要除掉我们生命当中的罪，也就是很清楚他舍己而为我们摆上的。
Jesus Christ is the one that clearly illustrated God's love through his birth, working, suffering, and the spiritual gift.
所以我们在这里很清楚地看见那个舍己的动作就是清楚地把神的爱表达出来。
And him laying down his life clearly manifested God's love.
借着他的舍己，他的舍命，把神的爱清楚具体的表达出来。
And he clearly revealed God's love through his sacrifice.
当我们看见基督为我们舍命的时候，我们从此就知道什么是神，什么是爱。
We know what love is when Jesus Christ laid down his life for us.
但是各位弟兄姊妹，记住，这个爱是 agape， 是神的圣爱。
But brothers and sisters, please remember that this love is agape, is the love of God.
同样的这样一个 agape, 神的爱，这个圣爱有在我们的心里面吗？
Same way God's love, that's agape, is in our heart.
第十六节还记得吗？
Do you remember?
第十七节，对不起。
Verse 17.
神的爱怎能存在它里面呢？如果有什么？如果有骄傲。
If you have pride, how can you have God's love?
所以在这个过程里头，我们继续要来思考，那到底怎么样的在生活当中有什么样的行动，什么样的作为是能够让神的爱在我们的里面，也让我们能够去除我们心中的骄傲。
So what exactly are the things that we can do to have God in order to have God's love and to get rid of our pride?
这个就是第三个部分，我们今天要看，那到底在我们的生活当中应该如何来做。
So this is the third part that we need to talk about today, and exactly what do we need to do?
所以我们来看第十八节的地方。
Let's look at verse 18.
使徒约翰呢，当时已经年纪非常的大，主后八十年，他已经是相当大的年龄的哈。他怎么说呢？他说，小子们啊，称呼这一些收信人为小子们。
So Apostle John was very old when he wrote these letters. So AD. So here he called the brothers and sisters dear children.
但是弟兄姊妹们不要误解了，这个小子们并不是代表小孩子，而是在年龄上，他们可能也是四五十岁刚刚信主的，也可以称为小子们，但是不是小孩子们。
So don't misunderstand this word, dear children, because these may be people at the age of 40 or something, but they just became believers not long ago.
因为在第二章我们看见在教会里面有三个不同的属灵生命不同年龄层次的人。
So we in chapter
2,
talked about different
spirituality, maturity,
different level of maturity.
啊，第一个呢是父老啊 ，elders.
Oh, first one is
第十四节的地方 ，verse 14是讲到父老啊。
So the verse 14 talks about elders.
啊，第二个呢是讲到少年人
，and the second level is young people.
啊，他说其中。约翰形容这些少年人是神的，他们生命灵命是非常刚强的，神的道常存在他们心里面的。
When he talked about these young people, and he thinks that they are very
strong in faith.
Strong in faith.
啊
，and God's love is.
第三个层次是指的是那些刚信主的，所以称呼他们为小子们呢、啊。
So the third level is about those who recently become believers, and that's why he called them children.
但是在这里呢，我们看见这个字在主耶稣对他的门徒的称呼是经常在使用的。
And this is the word that he used often to call other brothers.
好像耶稣对他的门徒那种亲密的称呼啊。
And it's almost like a nickname for that Jesus Christ used for his disciples.
所以我在想，当时使徒约翰可能就想到耶稣怎么称呼他，他也在称呼这一些在教会的弟兄姊妹们。
And I imagine that Apostle John just remembered how Jesus Christ called him, and now he is using the same word to call other people.
他说：“小子们啊。”我们相爱，在这个地方，那个 agape 这个字又再次的出现，但是是用动词的形态出现的。
So here it says, "Dear children, let's not love," but this word "love" is again agape, but it appears as a verb.
它是一个动词来的。
And it's a verb here.
他说我们相爱。
He said, "We love one another."
不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
Not just in words and tongue, and we need to have action.
简单就是说，就像刚才我们的翻译一样，是爱要付诸行动。
Just simply put it, we need to take action when we with love.
刚才我讲到情人节啊。
And a while ago, I was talking about
Valentine's Day. 我就问这些在座的弟兄们，你们做了什么
？So I ask brothers, what did you guys do?
现在睡得东倒西歪的，请你回答我了。
So、if you are falling asleep now, please answer my question.
What did you do in Valentine's?
What did you do?
那我自己呢？我给各位弟兄姊妹做一个见证。
I want to give you a testimony of what I did.
今年的这个情人节是很特别的。
And this year's Valentine's Day is very special.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
其实我经常在国外跑啊，但是呢，我情人节跟我太太的生日绝对不敢不在美国。
So I travel a lot all over the world, but I don't dare to travel on Valentine's Day and not being with my wife.
但是今年的这个情人节就很惨了。
But this year's Valentine's Day is really sad.
你们知道为什么吗
？You know why?
因为啊，我算了时间呐、啊，这个我三个礼拜前去泰国。
Because I counted the days and I traveled to Thailand three weeks before that.
但是呢，我要算好那个回到美国的时间，刚好是情人节，刚刚好不会有，不是刚好，就是说，在我算一下，情人节我是在美国的，不是我在情人节之前要赶快回来了。
So I figured out that I need to be back a few days before the Valentine's Day from Thailand.
可是今年二月的 schedule 是我去年十月就已经排好的。
But the schedule for February this year was done last October.
我没想到疫情的事情发生了。
I did not expect the coronavirus situation.
虽然我是从泰国回来。
So I came back from Thailand.
我不是从中港澳回来。
I didn't come back from China, Hong Kong, or Macau.
可是我在想说，我还是要 quarantine myself.
But I thought I need to quarantine myself.
所以我住的 hotel 住了一个礼拜，我回到机场下了飞机就马上，我已经事先安排好，就下了飞机，我 hotel 已经订好了，下了飞机从机场就直接到 hotel 去。
So as soon as I get off the flight, I directly went to a hotel.
所以前两个礼拜我所有的课程都是在网上的，因为我必须要 quarantine.
So for the next two weeks, I taught everything online because I have to quarantine myself.
结果那个情人节我不能回家。
And because of that, this past Valentine's Day, I could not return to my home.
你知道这个是很大的 disaster, 你知道吗？
You know, this calamity. Is a disaster.
这是 calamity, okay?
It's a calamity.
对我们的家庭来讲，啊，我就想糟糕了，这下子我躲在这个 hotel 不能回家。
It's terrible for my family because I was hiding in the hotel and could not return to my home.
感谢主，那天情人节早上，上帝给我恩典，教我一招。
Thank God that on that day of Valentine's Day, God taught me something.
啊，以前呢，我们刚结婚的时候呢，结婚前呢，因为我太太很喜欢鲜花 ，OK, flowers, OK, 她很喜欢花。
So my wife really likes flowers.
啊哈，那结婚前买鲜花 ，OK.
So before we got married, I usually bought flowers for her.
因为那种投资很重要，是吧
？Because that kind of investment is really important.
可是结婚以后呢
？But what about after we got married?
我也买花。
I keep buying flowers.
我要买塑胶花。
I bought the plastic flowers.
Artificial
ones. Artificial ones.
那太太，我太太说，你为什么买塑胶花呢？
My wife asked me, why did you buy this artificial flowers?
第一个原因我没有讲，因为它比较便宜。
The first reason I didn't tell her, because it's cheaper.
第二个呢，它不会坏。
And secondly, it won't go bad.
每一年你就拿同样的花出来，也是情人节。
And every Valentine, you can use the same flower.
底下的姊妹开始在瞪我了。
The sisters in the audience are staring at me.
你为什么买塑胶花呢？
Why did you buy artificial flowers?
姊妹们这样问我的太太也这样问我。
The sisters would ask me this.
但是我不会讲前面两个理由啊。
So I would not tell the first two reasons I just gave.
我的理由是因为这个塑胶花不会坏嘛，代表我永远对你的爱不变。
So the reason I give is because this artificial flower would not go bad, and that symbolized that my love to you will never change.
我要 make sure 他的翻译是对的，要不然的话我会很惨的。表示我对你的爱不变啊，那个花永远是一样的吗？
Just like the flower is exactly the same, my love towards you is exactly the same as well.
可是不要忘记，今年的情人节我是被关在 hotel 里面的。
But don't forget that this past Valentine's Day, I was quarantined in a hotel room.
啊，这个 quarantine 不是真的，跨栏扣，我是从泰国回来的，也不是从中港澳，但是我还是要关在这个 hotel 里头。
So this quarantine is not a real quarantine, it's a more voluntary quarantine because I didn't come from China, Hong Kong, but I came back from Thailand.
但是这个时候呢，我可以回家吗？
But this time, can I return to my home?
当然不能回家。
Of course not.
那怎么办呢？
So what do I do?
啊，所以感谢主，那一天呢，上帝就给我恩典，让我买了一个这么漂亮的花啊，就放在门口。
So thank God gives me the wisdom that on that day I bought this beautiful flower and put.
这个不是塑胶花、啊。这是真花来的、啊、
So this is real flower, it's not artificial one.
而且那个花瓶是很漂亮的心形的。
And the vase is very beautiful in the shape of a heart.
在这个过程当中呢，我就放在门口就跑掉了。
So I left this outside of the hotel room and then I ran away.
Our house.
Oh, in house.
就放在门口。
I
放在 hotel 谁去拿、啊、
So I left this beautiful flower in the front door of my house and I just ran away.
不是 run away, 是 drive away. 重点是 我打电话说太太麻烦你开门看一下门口有什么。哇他看得就很开心哦。
So I didn't exactly run away. I drove away. So I called my wife and tell her that look at there's a flower outside of.
我现在来读一下我的女儿那一天马上给我一个 texting.
I will read you a text from my daughter on that day.
我的太太呢就给我一个 texting. 啊，不是我的我的大女儿啊。
My
eldest daughter.
Eldest daughter texted me.
啊，这个是二月十四号 ，Friday, right?
Yeah.
Be my witness, okay?
February 14th.
Stephanie. Okay.
Stephanie, his
okay.
daughter, my
yeah.
daughter.
Thank you for sending Mama flowers. She is finally happy after a week of being grumpy.
谢谢妈妈给妈妈送的鲜花，她在一个星期的沮丧之后，终于有了高兴的时候。
啊，如果我不送那个花，我可能回不了家。
If I don't send the flower, I may not be able to return to home.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们在这里看见爱要付诸行动。
Dear brothers and sisters, we can see that we need to act to show our love.
啊，那怎么付诸行动呢？
So how do we act?
第一个，我们看见在这里，我们再回到第十八节，约翰使徒约翰说：“小子们嘛。”我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
So here in chapter 3, verse 18, it says, Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth.
那所以我们在这里看见，我们要把爱放在行为跟真理上，这个所谓的诚实，就在原文的意思是真理的意思。
So we need to show our love with actions and in truth.
啊，在这个真理到底是为什么跟爱是放在一起呢？跟这个爱的行动必须是放在一起呢
？So why does the truth, the action and truth must be together with love.
因为这个跟当时的环境背景有很大的关系。
Because it's closely related to the background information at that time.
在使徒约翰那个时代，有很多的多神主义者，其实他们呢，是虽然对神的知识是有的，但是是有限的，在某一个程度上是认识神的。
At that time, there are many polytheisms. They kind of knew that God exists
in certain level,
certain
degree.
In certain degree.
但是呢，在很多的时候，他们把神的真理扭曲了。
But many times they twist the truth about God.
所以在很多跟神有关的事情上，他们是说谎的。
So in many things, they swindled when they talk about God, the truth of God.
所以在这个地方，我们看见在当时那个时代，如果约翰在讲的是说，如果这一些人他们看见弟兄的穷乏，却塞住连续的心，只有骄傲在他们里面，神的爱不在他们里面，那这样子的人跟那些多神论的说谎的是一样的。
So John is talking about.If a Christian does not have a pity for those people in need, then they are the same as these polytheisms who are swindling people.
所以我们在这里看见这样子的一个情况之下，神的爱必须跟真理是这样的一个行动必须是配合在一起的。
So the love of God and action in truth must match.
也就是说，今天我们所做出来的爱的行动也必须是配合真理的。
So the today the action of our love must match the truth.
我刚刚在牧会的时候是在加州哈啊，我的教会呢就在那个赌马场的旁边呐 啊，你看那个试探有多大哈。
When I first started to serve in church as a pastor, it was in California, next to
horse race
place.
那个是赌马场啊。
It is very tempting.
很多人就去那里去赌马的。
Many people went there to gamble.
而且呢，赌到一分钱没有了。
And sometimes they lose every penny.
啊，所以呢，他们有很多人就到教会去求援了。因为那一周边有一些教会啊。
After they lost their money, they usually went to the nearby church to ask for help.
因为他们知道教会一定会帮忙了。
Because they knew that the church would help.
因为他们知道基督徒啊，一定会帮忙的。
They know Christians will definitely help.
因为基督徒很有爱。
Because Christians are full of love.
而且呢，我们经常有一个教训说，人家求你就要给，是不是？
And we have a teaching that says if somebody asks you for help, you must give.
所以有一天傍晚，在礼拜五傍晚的时候，我们那个时候团契正要开始之前，我们一个同工说，牧师，外面有人找你，我就跟这个同工一起去出去了。
So one Friday night when we have a fellowship in the church, and a coworker came to me, said somebody was looking for you outside.
I want to talk to you. 我说 OK， 所以我们就去，看到一个中年的女人说，牧师啊，我的车子坏了 ，OK， 那我需要修车，可是我没有钱，你可不可以给我一些现金呢？
So there was this middle-aged woman, and she told me that my car broke down. I need money to fix it. Can you give me some money?
我就看看她。
And I look at her.
我看见她这个样子不是赌鬼，就是另外一个赌鬼。Gambler or drug addict.
Oh, I looked at her. She does not, or she does look
like... Either one.
Oh, she either looks like a gambler or a drug addict.
So, 两个毒都是一个赌鬼，一个赌鬼。
So it's either a gambler or a drug addict.
我看看他，我说，你的车呢？他就在那边，因为开不动了，我走路过来的。
So I said, where is your car? And she said, it's over there because it's broken, so it cannot be driven. So I walked over here.
我们当中的同工们，今天要开会员大会，如果有人在门口要钱，会员大会决定要给他还是不给他。
So for those of you who will be attending the congregational meeting after the worship,
现在我们来开会员大会，你们觉得要不要给他钱呢？
If somebody asks you for money, would you give money to them?
如果不给他，你们基督徒没有爱心。
If you don't give them, well, you Christians don't have love.
如果你给他，
If you give the money to them,
他如果拿那个钱去，要么就去再去赌，要再重新，他们叫什么？要把他再把它赢回来，叫什么？我忘了那个什么啊？翻本啊，对，翻本，中文现在不好，要翻本，或者是他拿去买毒品呢？
If you do give them money, they may go and gamble some more and try to win back the money he lost.
那怎么办呢？
And, or maybe buy some drugs.
如果你是我，
so、
如果你是我，你要怎么办？
If you were me, What would you do?
我当时说，你等一下哈，我进去拿 credit card， 我陪你去修车。
I walked back into the church. I said, please wait. I'll go back and get my credit card and we'll pay for.
I will go with you.
I will
go
with you
to
the mechanics to fix the car and I will pay with my credit card.
他说好好，我在这里等。我跟那个同工进去拿 credit card 出来，他已经跑掉了。
She said, okay, I will be waiting for you here. And then by the time my coworker and I got the credit card and went outside, she ran away.
我们在这里看见那个神的爱必须是跟真理要一起配搭在一起的。
And here we can see that the God's love must match the truth.
所以第一个必须是在真理的情境之下，合乎神的法则的情境下，我们来施行神的爱。
So we must act out the God's love that's according to the truth.
但是你如果不认识真理，你怎么能够根据真理的圣经的原则去活出这个爱呢？
So if you don't know the truth, how can you live out a love?
所以第一步
according to the Bible.
所以第一步我们要明白真理。
So the first step we need to understand the truth.
第二个我们要活出真理。
The second we need to live out the truth.
所谓的活出真理就是针对那个有需要的，但是弟兄姊妹们，那个需要跟想要，英文来讲是 I want and I need。是不一样的。
So, In English, it's different when you say I want or I need.
那请问刚才那个女士她是想要还是她需要？
So let me ask you, the lady that I was talking about, did she need or she want?
其实我们教会也经常预备好这些赌鬼或者是那个赌鬼啊，他们没有钱来说我没有饭吃的时候，我们有所谓的罐头预备好要给他们的。
So our church needs to be prepared when somebody came to us and said, I don't have food to eat, and we need to prepare some canned food.
啊，我们就为他们预备好，如果他们需要吃东西，我们能够供应东西。
If they need to have food, we need to provide them.
如果说他说我没有汽油，没有钱买汽油，我们有 gas station 的票，而且不能兑换现金或者是买其他东西，只能买汽油的这种一个 coupon 是跟加油站讲好的。
And if they say I don't have gas money, and we need to prepare something like
a coupon
with from the gas station, so they can buy gas, but they cannot cash out the money.
Or buy something else.
Or buy something else with.
就是只有加油。
You can only use for buying gas.
所以我们在这里看见，我们必须要知道对方的需要还是他的想要，我们必须要明白知道。
So we need to clearly understand whether they need or they want something.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们在这里看见，我们必须要做分辨的工作。
And brothers and sisters, we definitely need to tell the difference between the two.
在我们的生命当中，我们要明白真理，要活出真理，这个跟神的法则是很大的关系的。
In our lives, we must understand the truth and live out the truth, and this is very important for I forgot.
To understand
the principle of truth.
Yeah. 我们再回到刚才约翰一书第三章第十六节，我只讲了前面的部分，最后一句我留到这个地方来解释。
So let's return to 1 John chapter 3:16. I only talked about the first part, and here I left the second part.
作为我们今天的结论。
And as the conclusion of today's sermon.
使徒约翰说，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，也是我们今天从耶稣基督的生命。我们认识到什么是神的爱。
Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and this is how we know what love is.
这个爱在原文也是 agape.
And this love in the Greek, it's also the word agape.
但是他继续讲，他不是停留在那里，他不是知识知道而已。
And he didn't stop there. It's not only just knowing something.
他更要求我们放诸行动。
And he asked us to take action.
我们也当为弟兄舍命。
We are to lay down our lives for our brothers.
但是我不是说要弟兄姊妹们从今天开始，这个某某弟兄我需要你就为他舍命，把你自己的老命给卖了。
So I'm not saying that any time a brother has a need, you would just sacrifice your life.
在这地方所谓的舍命很重要的是一个强调告诉我们那个耶稣基督他自己就是舍己达到一个程度是最高的层次是舍命。
So you sacrifice yourself, Jesus Christ laid down his life, that's the highest level of sacrifice.
Deny yourself. 那个是非常重要的一个舍己的最高的行动。
And this is the highest action of sacrifice yourself.
所以无论舍己舍命，在我们的生命当中如何活出这个真理呢？
So how do we live out this life, whether it's a sacrifice or deny yourself?
夫妻之间也好。
It's the same thing between husband and wife.
教会的同工之间也好。
And among co-workers in church also the same way.
我想那个舍己是非常重要的。
And I think it's very important to sacrifice ourselves.
有时候我们当太过于强调自己的时候，那个骄傲就会出来的。
Sometimes when we focus too much on ourselves, our pride shows.
啊，我们今天早上在讲到这个主义学，讲到 DISC 那个个性的时候，啊，我就上一次我就问弟兄姊妹们说，这四种性格哪一种人是最骄傲？
So in this morning's Sunday school, we talked about four different type of personalities, and I asked brothers and sisters which one shows the most pride, which kind of personality.
那个答案是所有的人都很骄傲。
And the answer is all of them are pride.
所以在我们的生命当中，我们要面对的是我们自己的骄傲，不要忘记，当有人的骄傲在我们的里面的时候，神的爱就不会在那里。
So we have to realize that in our life, if we have pride in our heart, then God's love will not be in our heart.
这一次的这个新冠肺炎啊，我们看见在中国最辛苦的就是这些医疗人员。
And during the outbreak of the novel coronavirus, we can tell that the most hardworking people are the doctors and nurses.
啊，我们看见呢，这是最近这个去支援武汉的这些护士们，他们还要理光头。你知道，头发是女人的生命的。
We can see from the picture that those doctors and nurses they went to Wuhan to help the patients, and these ladies are shaved their hair, and we all know that hair is critically important for a woman.
二月二十号，有一个在武汉的医生，名字叫做彭银华的，他的年龄只有25岁 ，OK。对不起，29岁 ，OK， 他在2月20号，去世了。
In February 20th, is a doctor or nurse?
Yeah, a doctor.
A doctor passed away, and she was only 29 years old.
你知道这个彭英华医师原来是打算在今年年初要举办婚礼的。
Oh, it's a guy. I'm sorry. It's a man. And this Dr. Pan, he was planning to get married this year.
今年年初啊。
In the beginning of this year.
但是因为他面对这个新冠肺炎的威胁呢，所以他跟他的妻子未婚妻达到协议，说疫情不散，婚期迟延。
So because of this outbreak of the virus, and he agreed with his fiancée that if this virus is not under control, then they will not get married.
这个医生29岁而已。
He was only 29 years old.
他全力投入这个救治的工作，结果自己染病去世了。
He devoted himself to help other people, but he got infected and passed away.
他的同事们发现，在他的办公室的抽屉里头，那些婚礼的喜帖都还没有发出去。
And his coworkers find out that there were many wedding invitations still in the drawer of his desk in his office.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见一个非常有前途的29岁的年轻人，他看见别人的需要，他全力的投入救助。
We brothers and sisters, we can see this 29 years old doctor with a bright future. He saw the needs of other people and he did everything to help others.
耶稣基督在约翰福音第十二章很清楚地告诉他的门徒说，我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子若不落在土里死了，仍旧是一粒，若是死了，就会结出许多子粒来。
Apostle John said in John 12:24, I'll tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
弟兄姊妹们，在你的生活当中，你能够为某一个人做出这样的一个舍己的行动吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, can you do something in your life to sacrifice for other people?
我们一起低头来祷告。
Let's bow head and pray.
爱我们的天父，我们再次的感谢你，因为主你差派你自己的儿子来到这世上，道成肉身，为我们而死，为的就是要除去我们生命当中的罪。 求主你在这个过程当中，主啊，让我们清楚地看见你的爱就在这里显明的，也求主也帮助我们知道如何地把你的爱也能够在我们的生命当中借着真理的认识，让我们明白圣经的原则，让我们能够有智慧的能够活出你的爱来。求主继续的帮助我们，也能够知道了解那舍己的爱在我们的生命当中是何等的重要，在我们的家庭，在教会，在甚至在我们工作的场合，都需要这样一个舍己的爱，知道如何能够将你的爱彰显出来。求主来恩待我们，帮助我们，使我们的生命能够来荣耀主你的圣名，使人也能够帮助人能够得到益处。我们仰望神继续的来恩待我们，看顾保守我们，与我们同在，为教会祷告，求主的帮助弟兄姊妹们能够在各样的事情上都能够带着一个谦卑柔和舍己的心，为了教会的缘故，为了主你自己荣耀的缘故，能够放下自己，也知道如何的跟从耶稣基督，成为主你的门徒，荣耀你的圣名，吸引更多的人来归向你。我们这样的祈求祷告感恩，都是奉靠我们救主耶稣基督得胜的圣名。阿门。